These are IMC Krems International Business Students on Air.
Hi, we are Vivian and Denise, two students from the IBE program working in the financial industry and interested in all types of financial investments. We dedicated this episode of the podcast to female investing, entitled it With Girls Just Want to Have Funds. We hope you enjoyed listening to it. We surely did enjoy working on it. A study conducted by JP Morgan Asset Management with more than 3,000 women in about 10 European countries has found out that women who invest regularly in the stock market tend to be more self-confident and prefer sustainable investment opportunities. Especially in Germany, the degree of women who invested in the stock market is about 60% in this particular study. However, the majority still holds a lot of reserves in the savings account, and only a small proportion of women actually invests on a regular basis.
Now, female investing has been an ongoing trend in Western countries in the past couple of years. When researching, we could find more and more women who started to invest and now share their knowledge on blogs, in seminars, or coaching sessions. Also, we asked ourselves, what are the main reasons why women actually invest? With this short introduction to the topic, we want to introduce our guest today. She is a wonderful mother of two children, made her doctorate in biochemics, and an absolute expert when it comes to investing. Next to all of her duties and professional responsibilities, she established her own enterprise to coach others and share her knowledge about financial independence. In an interview, she once stated that her mission is to support people by gaining financial knowledge because our educational system simply lacks this content and to make people understand how to deal with money. Also, for those of us who enjoy listening to podcasts, I can recommend her own podcast called Mommy Goes Millionaire. It's an absolutely incredible content worth listening. Let me welcome Dr. Carmen Meyer. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for this very, very kind introduction. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here in your wonderful podcast.
Thank you. Yes, we want to thank you for your time and for your contribution beforehand. We are really excited. How about we start with you telling us about yourself, about your professional and educational past, and how you actually came to the topic investing.
Good, thank you so much. So, yes, you did a very kind introduction. So, 2 years old, I live in Munich, and I did my PhD in biochemistry here in Munich, but I studied in Düsseldorf. And when we came here, we lived in a small flat and everything was fine in Munich, and I did my PhD. Then I started in a big company and everything went well. And when I was 33, I think, one day my husband was on a business trip. He's an engineer working for BMW, and I was on my own at home, and I just thought, well, I will look for a nice house for high prices in Munich, and thought, oh goodness, do I do something wrong here? And then I recognized that the prices are so high, and I just asked myself, how is it possible to buy a house in Munich for people who do a job, also a quite good job, because we were in very good companies, and I had a high position there, and I earned very good money. The same with my husband, but we millions to buy a house here in Munich. And I just thought, come on, what do I do wrong? What's wrong here with the system? Why I'm not able to buy a house? And I'm not talking about a huge villa. I'm just talking about a normal house for a family. And I was used to read a lot of books during my PhD. And then I just thought, well, I'm sure that someone wrote a book about how to get rich, how to Friday night, and it was too late for Amazon. And so I thought, well, I will just go downtown and look at the library if there are books. Honest, it was 4 years ago, and I was too shy to ask the woman who was working there, excuse me, could you recommend me a book how I will get a millionaire? So I just went into the business corner of the shop, and there was a very kind man, and he explained a young girl all this, and I just thought, well, maybe I will ask him, maybe he can recommend a book for me. He said, well, if you have no clue about money and the financial system and everything, just start with Rich Dad Poor Dad from Robert Kiyosaki. And I was confused because this book was for me quite weird. The cover was weird. The title was weird. I had no clue what it's about. But he was so kind. And then I just thought, well, if he wants to recommend it to me, I'm fine with it. It only cost 10 euros. And I just said, well, decide if it's good or not. And that's what I did. So I just bought this book and a few others, because he also recommended me some other books. And I just went home with these books and I started to read it. And the main message of the book for me was there are three ways to become really rich. The first one is to start to create your own enterprise, to have a company. The second one is to buy a flat and to rent it and not to live on your own there. And the third one was to invest in stocks. And to be honest, I was too shy to start a company. I was too shy to have debt and to buy a flat and then to rent it. And then I just thought, okay, I will start with stocks. But at the end, I had no clue of the stock market and everything. But I just thought, well, when it's a way to get rich, then I will go for it. Then I will start it. That's what I decided 4 years ago. And then I start my way to invest into the stock market. Yes.
Well, that's an incredible story.
Thank you for sharing your story. Dr. Maya, what do you think are the main motives for investing? When we did our research, we found that many studies that say that gaining money, so basically letting money work for you in the form of passive income streams and saving up for retirement, are the main reasons. How do you see this, and what were your motives in the beginning, and have they changed over time now?
Yeah, that's a good question. To be honest, my motivation was to get rich. I want to be very honest here. I didn't think about retirement and retirements and stuff like that. I really wanted to get rich, and I really wanted to earn money at the stock market. And that's why I did so much research and I studied all the stock market. And to be honest, I think that's the problem of a lot of people who are investing. They have too little goals and they just think, oh, when I have 4%, then everything is good. But I always think if you have big goals, then you can reach so much more when you only have little or very low goals. So I think that's quite important. To get a good investor, that you have very clear and quite high goals from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. So you simply set your goal to have a lot of money, but how did you deal with losing money? I mean, I guess this happened as well, right?
Yes, but I think it's like always in life, whatever you do, it's like summer and winter, you have cold and warm, you have, so everything you do, you have always two sides. And you have to know how to deal with it, and how there's always a risk when you are at the stock market. You can always lose money, but it's like when you are driving a car, you can always have an accident, of course. However, the chance if you're a good driver is very high that you will reach your goal from Munich to Italy, for example. Yeah, and it's the same with stock market. I think if you know how to pick very good stocks to invest in very good companies, then the chance that you will earn a lot of money is much higher than that you will lose it. And the people always want only to win, but that's not possible, never in life, because whatever you do, you have always a risk. But the people are always focusing on risk. in my, it's my opinion, but I always think it makes much more sense to focus on the opportunities what we have. And they are huge at the stock market.
Interesting. That leads me to the next question, because we read a study which was made by Social Finance and found out that about 60% of women who were included in the study have resources to invest, so they have the money, but they say that they fear is the main reason which holds them back from investing. But also the interesting fact is that a big proportion of those women who have this money say that they simply want a financial stability in the future. So how do you rate this result, and what do you think needs to be done to change this?
Yes, I like this question, because that's what I I have this topic always in my coachings. And I have plenty of wonderful women in my coachings. And I would say it's much more than 60%. All of them are afraid. They have fear. And I think that's very normal, because you hear it everywhere that the stock market is so dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. Nobody is talking about the opportunities. And that's why they are afraid, because everyone is telling them this story, you know? And I think what I do, the coaching, I always say, just keep in mind what you already manage, what you already learned. So, for example, you did your driver license, check. You did a study, check. You learn how to cook, check. You learn how to do skiing, check. And then the stock market is only a new thing what you could learn, you know, that's the only thing. And and then you have to do a little bit of analysis for sure, and you have to see how much performance is possible. And then you recognize that the fear, it's not really, there's not really a reason for it, because it's the fear is so high only because of all the newspapers and things what you are listening in the TV. And I think if you start to think about it, then the women, because it's the only thing, the barrier which women have to overcome. It's a fear. And when they did that, they are incredibly good at the stock market. So, and when they are aware of this, I think then they become much more brave and much more successful.
Absolutely, we totally agree with you. And since we're talking about this risk-taking opportunities, we would like to mention this one female investor called Famika Diaz. So she's currently featured in a Netflix series, Netflix documentary, due to her risk-based investment behavior. So she's an hedge fund manager, New York-based hedge fund manager, and short-selling specialist, who was one of the first one to investigate and discover the Wirecard fraud. And how is your approach towards short selling, and would you suggest this method to young investors?
Yeah, I have a very clear statement to short selling. I'm not doing short selling. And I can explain why, because I like companies which are growing, which are becoming better and better, richer and richer, more and more successful. And that's what I'm focusing on. And I want to be part of these companies. This is what is my approach. And I'm not looking for companies who are doing a bad job. Of course, I could do the short selling on the Deutsche Bank since ages, but I think that doesn't make sense for me. It makes much more sense, because I also analyze my companies where I invest my money, to analyze very cool companies, to learn from the CEOs, because what do you want to learn from the Deutsche Bank? It's only one example, but there are a lot of companies which are not going well. But I think, in my opinion, it doesn't make sense to focus on such companies and on because short selling, then you can earn a lot of money in a very short time. But I think I have time, and when I do 50% performance in a year, that's absolutely fine for me, and I'm happy with that. So, and I like to be part of good companies. I like to be part if something is growing, becoming better. And that's not the case if you are focusing on short selling. And that's why I'm not teaching it, I'm not doing it. And yeah, that's my opinion to it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the insight. So since you're also teaching young investors or young women how to be prepared to go on the stock market, we also found this study. So under the slogan, "The future is female, this current zeitgeist, women are the driving force as investors." And the Boston Consulting Group actually forecasted a few years ago that by 2020, women held $72 trillion US dollar in private wealth. However, the women are still more prudent in investing as they are still more concerned about their financial stability, as we already mentioned before, and their financial future. And they often feel less prepared as their male counterparts. Do you agree with this? And what can we do to change this to make women feel more prepared and to gain more experience in this field?
Yeah, what I think, we need really good education in this point, because it's not so easy to find someone who's really good in stock market and is really good teaching that.
Mm.
I think here we have a big lack of it, because we have a lot of men who are in this area, but not so many women. And then women's only talking about ETFs and funds and so on. But I think it really makes sense to have much more education, good education. And it's like driving a car, because it's going so well in Germany, because everyone has an instructor and is learning how to drive a car. But the stock market, everyone is only starting it without having a clue. And that is the highest risk, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the sentence in English, but Marie Curie always says, she says, you don't have to be afraid of things which you understand.
Mm.
And that's very true. Mm. And here, I think the gap what we have is only the knowledge and how to do it. And I think if it becomes more and more, I think now we are in a good time, because due to Corona, the people have more time. Due to Corona, everything is digital, and the people see that if they leave the money only on their bank account, nothing happens. And so I think there is a change coming, and it's very, very good. And I think women are really, really, really great investors. I see them in my courses; they do amazing successes. And if we will have more education and more good books and podcasts, YouTube, whatever, the women became more and more brave and will be more and more successful.
And what skills do you think women have that makes them great investors?
Yeah, because they are afraid, they don't start to do this crazy stuff like buy crazy companies. That's quite good. And they are diligent. They have a lot of time. They have a higher time horizon. That's quite cool, because I don't have any woman in my course who says, "Carmen, I want to get a millionaire in a year." So they say it's clear that it takes a few years, and what helps a lot. And another point is that they are very disciplined. They start it and they keep going to do it. That's also quite good. And they really want to understand it. And when they understand it once, they do it very, very properly. And that's the success of them, I think. Yeah.
Definitely, yeah, I agree to that. What do you advise women who currently only save their money instead of investing it? And also, how do you think they should start with investing? Are there certain steps that you could recommend for young women like we are?
Yes, for sure, for sure. The first point, you always need to have some cash on your bank account. So never take all your money. Always have 3 months to survive on your bank account. It always depends on which situation you are. But what is important is you always need money on your bank account. Then start with 1,000 or 2,000 euros, so it doesn't hurt you if something will happen. That's very important. There are people who are starting with all their money, but that doesn't make sense, because at the beginning you are a beginner and you have to feel comfortable. Then only buy companies which you understand. You know, that's very important, because the people today, I had a phone call with a woman. She read an article about me, and she said, "Oh, Dr. Maya, I bought CureVac. It's a pharma company, but she had no clue how pharma companies are working, how they are earning money, how it's going." And she was so shocked that they didn't get this FDA approval. And that doesn't make sense. For example, I worked in a pharma company. I understand how it works. So I could invest in a pharma company, but I don't do it because I know how complicated it is. But a lot of people invest in companies, but they don't understand how they do their business. And then they have a very high risk, and that doesn't make sense. So always understand how the company is earning money. That's very, very important. If you don't understand that, take another company. And then
what products they, or for with what services or products they earn their money. You mean it like this, right?
Yes, exactly. Because I can tell you an example. 4 years ago, when I started to invest, I didn't invest in Facebook because I didn't understand how they earn money. I didn't know that they are going ads and they get paid for the ads. I had no clue of that. I didn't use Instagram. I didn't use Facebook. And so I didn't know how they earn money. And so I didn't invest in Facebook. Today, I have a company. I'm doing ads on Facebook. I have Instagram. I have a very active channel there. And I understand Facebook now pretty well. And I know how much money they have, how much money they earn. And now I'm investing in Facebook, for example. But I didn't do that before because I had no clue of this business. Of course, I could read and understand, but if you're not using it, or for example, I'm not investing in Netflix because I don't have Netflix. I don't care for Netflix. And I think here we have to be very clear and honest to ourselves. Do I really understand it? Do I really use it? Do I really have a connection to this company? And then investing becomes very, very easy, because if something is changing there, then you know what it means, you know? Mm-hmm. And that makes investing, really easy then.
Mm-hmm. And how would you suggest to gain some deeper knowledge of the industry? For example, I don't have much understanding of the fintech industry. How could I understand better what's actually happening in the company and to really get their financial understand their financial statements?
Well, I think it always makes sense to Google it at the beginning, really, to just that's so easy. And then I would read also what about the revenue? What about the earnings? How much money does this company have? And all these data are published. So if it's a company which is at the stock market, then they have to publish their the data, and they are doing it. And I think it always makes sense to read the fundamental data and to see how much money is in these special companies. And if they doesn't have enough money or very, very high debt, then I think that's quite clear that it's not so intelligent to invest there, because then we have a risk, because if something is going wrong, then it will be hard for them to get new money. But on the other hand, there are a lot of very healthy companies with a lot of money, and it's a pity not to invest in them.
Are you also investing in a crowdfunding project, for instance?
That's a good question. Well, I was at a conference with crowdfunding, and due to the fact that I have more and more money, that people are asking me. But to be honest, at the moment, I'm a little bit shy because I'm quite good to analyze companies which are very successful at the stock market. Then it's very easy for me to say if it makes sense or not. Mm-hmm. But companies which are starting and need money, it's much more difficult to analyze them. And I think maybe in a year or so, I will for sure invest in new companies. But at the moment, I have not a really concept how to analyze them, to be very honest. And I like to have a very good performance in my depot. So I would more need a system how to analyze crowdfunding or new companies, because I think it's very interesting. And I think because I have my own company and we are very, very successful, I could also help them with my knowledge about, I'm quite good in marketing, I'm quite good in sales, so I really mastered it. So I think I could help them a lot, but at the moment, I don't feel so comfortable to invest because I don't know how to analyze them and how to decide. Yes.
And to come back at what you said in the beginning, you said this book that you bought that one Friday night in Munich, this Rich Dad, Poor Dad, was kind of the trigger for you to start investing. Would you mind telling us what's your most advisable or favorite book, besides of this book, obviously, about financial knowledge or financial independence? Any book recommendation for us?
Yeah, can I say more than one book? Because I have
Okay.
Because I don't have one book, to be honest, but I can maybe recommend three books, if it's okay. What helps, but they are German books. I don't know if they are in English, but the book to understand how the stock market and all these things are working is from Professor Max Otte, Investieren statt Sparen. So he's a professor in Cologne, and he explains, well, because I was not from, I didn't study economics, and he understands it very, very well. So it's a quite big book, but then I understood what you can, all the, behind the scenes. And another book which I like very much is from André Costellani. He's a philosopher, and he was very, very successful at the stock market, Die Kunst über Geld nachzudenken. And he's talking about which mindset you need to be successful at the stock market. And at the end, mindset is the most important thing. Because if you don't feel well with money, if you don't believe that the stock market is working, it will never work for you. And that's why you always have to start with mindset. And I like his philosophical approach very much. And another book is from Warren Buffett, because I'm a big fan of Warren Buffett. I'm not doing value investing. I'm doing growth investing. But he's so smart. He's saying so many very smart things, and it helped me a lot when I read his books, how he picked his stock. It's not a strategy really to copy it, but it was always also his very, very successful mindset. Warren Buffett, Sein Weg, Sein Ziel, or something like that, is the name of the book. And it helped me a lot to understand that also he's only picking sometimes 8 stocks and he's managing billions of dollars. And it doesn't make sense to have 50 stocks in your bank, on your account, because you will never really understand so many companies. And yeah, a lot of approaches from him makes a lot of sense to me. And so I can recommend, yeah, all of these three books.
They definitely sound amazing. Dr. Meyer, I have one question that came in between. Tell me, how much time did you spend or did you invest in researching before you started? And also now, how much time do you spend in being updated on the companies you invest in and for new companies to get invested?
Mm-hmm. To be very honest, at the beginning, I spent a lot of time to do the research. I read a lot of PhD works and papers and books, and I went to a lot of coaching seminars, everything what I found to understand it, because I had this mindset that the stock market is so dangerous because I've heard it for so many years. And then I did a lot of research, and one day maybe it took about 3 months. I only did research. Like I did the same with my PhD. So I was used to read a lot of books and stuff. And my husband just said, come in, please start, take 2,000 euros and just start to invest. Now I'm teaching it, and I have a system. I created an Excel file, how to analyze the companies. And now I'm absolutely relaxed. I have once a week a meeting with all my coaches, which are ready, and we only check how the stock market is going and what's new. And I'm just looking then with them. It's once a week for 20 minutes and sometimes if I have no time, then I don't check it. Then I just check it once a month, and I'm absolutely fine with it. But at the beginning, I was not so cool. At the beginning, it took me much more time because I did so much research, and I just wanted to understand what is going on here. How can I be able to pick really healthy stocks, which what is important and what not? And so at the beginning, it took me much more time, and now I'm very relaxed. And that's what I'm always telling my students: trust yourself, be relaxed. The companies are doing your job, and you need to feel very comfortable with your investments. That's so important. But I understand that at the beginning, it's normal that you check your stocks more often, but it's a process, and I always recommend to trust, to be relaxed, to feel good, and then you are successful.
Then you're doing it. So you say basically mindset, confidence, time, and financial resources is the package you need to get successful out there.
Yeah, it's always a bundle of some things. Yeah. It's not only the strategy, because sometimes the people have a strategy, but it doesn't work because they don't believe that it works or whatever. It's very, sometimes it's crazy, but it's a bundle. Yes.
Absolutely. All right. So we have one final question for you. What kind of advice or recommendations do you have for all the women out there and young girls that listen to this particular episode of the podcast?
Yeah, be brave. Write down all your abilities or what you reached in life. And if you want to get rich, there is a way. You just have to start. You just have to start to do and do it with all your heart. That's so important. Do something what you really like. It doesn't need to be the stock market. It can be also something else. But ask yourself what you want, and then be brave and go this way, and you will see there will be doors opening for you, and you will get new connections, and everything is possible in life. Yeah.
Lovely.
Very inspiring. Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you so much for your time and for your content. We wish you all the best for your future. And who knows, maybe we will see each other at some time.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here. It was my first English-speaking podcast. So, thank you so much.